WTOP at 10:22.
Yes, nothing short of impressive how the New York Giants ripped apart the San Francisco 49ers last week. And now those defending Super Bowl champions are back home. But they're 0-2 in the division and hungry for a win against NFC East rivals, the Washington Redskins. Joining us live in the studio, Redskins great Dexter Manley. No easy task for the Redskins to go up there and face those New York football giants. The Meadowlands, never an easy place to play.
It's never an easy place to play. So I have to tell you this, but I think what's going to be key for the Redskins, for the last three ball games, the Giants have kept Eli Manning clean, meaning there's been no sacks. And,
right.
And that's going to be a big test for the Redskins. They have to get after the quarterback. And another thing is that they also sacked the quarterback. They had, what, six sacks the last performance against this guy in 49ers. What's that guy's name? Alex Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so I just think it's going to be a lot of key points for the Redskins to go out here and make this still, as you say, it's crucial for one of these guys to come out of here winning because to give them a good start in their division. And of course, I'm leaning toward the Redskins. I think if they put the good game plan together, they run the ball well and they run hard, I think that should solidify it.
You know, you talk about Eli Manning,
one
of the best quarterbacks in the league, really, today. What do you think RG3 can learn from him?
That's a good question. I was just thinking about this morning. Is this guy one of the top guys in the NFC quarterback? I have to say at this present time today, yes. Mm-hmm. Will he make the Pro Bowl if he keep this pace going? I would say Eli Manning and Robert is probably the top three quarterbacks, at least top two quarterbacks in this division. And so what can Robert learn from him? I probably just more experience. You know, Eli doesn't scramble as much, but he knows when to slide or get out of bounds. Kind of like Franco Harris. You know, he was a big guy, runner, but he knew how to get out of bounds. Tony Dorsett definitely knew how to get out of bounds. Mm-hmm. I think the guy just learned with experience it will come. And
he seems to be doing more of that anyway, though.
Yeah, well, you know, you cannot run everybody in the National Football. It's another level here,
right,
like he did in college. And so I just think that probably stay in the pocket. Remember when he first came, he said he wanted to be a pocket passer.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has the arm to do that, but also you got to win with your legs, too.
Do you think this is going to be one of these games? I'm sure this is going to be one that you like because it's going to be up to us to see which defense bends last. Whoever has the ball last may actually win this game. So I'm wondering, do you think the Redskins are making progress on the defensive side of the ball as we progress through the season?
Well, you see that the last couple of games they created turnovers on defense.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you win in this league. You got to have the back end, and first starts up front. The guys have to really harass the quarterback, get after the quarterback, and the back end have to create the turnovers, and they've done that the last two ball games, last couple of weeks. I would think that you have to been redundant. You just have to get after the quarterback. I think the Redskins can do that. But for some reason or another, they can't seem to do it with that front seven. Sometimes they seem to have to bring the blitz. And when you bring the blitz, you give up the secondary, and you can get beat that way. But I like to think that the Giants, you know, as I said, they haven't had any sacks the last couple of weeks. And so that'll be a big test for the Redskins. They haven't had a sack here, a sack there, but they've been crucial sacks in each game. You
mm-hmm.
know, they don't get a whole lot of pressure and a whole lot of harassment on the quarterback. And so that's going to be a big test for them.
All right, Dexter.
Thank you.
And see what happens. Thanks again.
All right. Who are you rooting for, Debbie? Who are you rooting for?
I got to go with the Skins.
Okay, I know who you're rooting for, Mark.
You know it's the Redskins.
I see you got that Super Bowl shirt on there.
I'm not saying that yet. I just happened to pull this one out of the closet.
But he was half asleep when he put that on.
Thanks, Dexter.